launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up anything toll-free. This is the live Saturday edition. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will rejoin the phone calls here in a moment. I just wanted to continue the LASIK conversation briefly. For those of you just turning in or tuning in, we were talking moments ago that about the FDA investigating the LASIK business because apparently 5%, at most 5% of the people that undergo the LASIK procedure are dissatisfied. Now, we were talking a little further during the break, Mark, and you admitted that a significant majority of that 5% are probably people that didn't get to see as well as they had hoped they would get to see.
I did explain that it was it was bad expectations. It was disappointment.
Okay, and you had said before that you had a real problem with the way at least you were treated or your girlfriend at the time was treated by one of these LASIK doctors, but then you sort of proceeded to, like, basically, you'd suggested they kicked her to the curb after she was done with the procedure, and she wasn't satisfied, and they didn't care. And you made it kind of sound like that was a problem with the industry, even though it was just that one experience you had. And so I did a little searching during the news break there, and sure enough, they have guarantees in the LASIK business. There's a lot of doctors out there that do offer guaranteed service. They offer what's called the 20/20 guarantee, where you go in. And you get the procedure done. And, of course, you know, they warn you. They say, hey, look, you know, this might not work right for you. There's a chance this might not work for you. You go through with the procedure. And if afterwards you don't have 20/20 or better vision, the procedure is free. So that's a pretty good guarantee. And I think that would take care of most of those.
I would agree.
Most of those objections. Because only a very
now,
small percentage.
In my girlfriend's, actually, she was my fiance at the time. Mm-hmm. In her case, she does have 20/20 vision currently. She got 20/20 vision out of LASIK surgery. What she got was, you know, glare and halos after the event. It was difficult for her to drive. And but the problem there is there's nothing she can do about that. You know, it's not like she can pop on a pair of glasses and see at night or anything like that. I'm sure she's over time figured out ways to sort of work around it. But, you know, imagine being a 25-year-old girl who can never drive again at night. It's difficult.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark, but it's hard for me to really empathize with these people because they were warned up front. It's not like they didn't know that there could be complications. So as far as I'm concerned, if they've been warned up front and they've decided to waive that and take the risk and have the operation done, obviously it was worth it to them. Taking that risk, they said to themselves, okay, on one hand, I've got my current vision, which sucks. I hate glasses. I don't like contacts. I don't like dealing with all the crap I have to deal with. On the other hand, I've got this operation that could help me, but it's got a chance. It's got a chance of going wrong. It's got a chance of complications. The chance is very small. Which one do I choose? Hey, you got the freedom to choose that choice for yourself, and now you're going to run to mommy government to complain about it to them in hopes that they'll whip the industry into shape? I mean, what are they going to do? What's the government going to do here anyway? Besides come in and start charging people money.
I don't have any idea what the government's going to do other than regulate it, and regulations don't work. I'm with you on that. But what I can tell you is that off, you know, people get the government they deserve, right? And there's some guys out there in the LASIK industry, and I don't know how many of them, likely the ones that have the guarantee are responding to the jerks out there.
That's what it would sound like.
If this guy who's, you know, just, you know, huge granite office, beautiful place, just one, you know, making all kinds of money, if he would have given her one more consultation, if he would have said, come in and talk to me, talk to, you know, one of my experts about this, see what we can do. You know, she would have felt worlds better. But instead, she felt kicked to the curb.
Yeah, I can understand.
Customer service is a huge part of doing business.
Of course it is. If you want to get someone else through that door, and you want to treat all your customers right, word of mouth is the most effective form of advertising.
And he's gotten some really bad advertising because of this girl. Yeah. You know, I mean, people talk. And if you leave your customers with this kind of feeling, you know, just like, you better pay and I'm out of here.
He's a bad businessman. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think it's fair, and that's why I wanted to revisit this. I didn't think it was fair of you to sit there and paint the entire industry with that brush. It's just not fair. It's clear to me that the guarantees that are out there, as you say, are in a response to some of the bad guys. And, you know, in any business, there are going to be people that are questionable, that aren't going to know what the hell they're doing when it comes to customer service. And in the long run, it will wash out, you know. at least people that are getting their service done there are at least getting the job done, even if the customer service sucks. And so still, most people are satisfied with their LASIK. There's no reason for the government to get involved. Because the government hasn't been involved for the last decade is why LASIK is, I'm looking here on the Google, and then I'm seeing $500 an eye. $500 an eye some places.
That's cheap.
Depends on where you are.
She paid $2,500, but it's been, years.
Well, I've heard it can still go as high as three, so I don't know what the different factors are there, but now they've got the guarantees, and the technology keeps getting better, and it keeps getting cheaper, and it's because there's very, very little regulation, whereas the rest of the medical field is very heavily regulated, and so it doesn't evolve as fast as the LASIK world does, or as the dental world, or the veterinary world.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah. So the solution is not to have the government do its little investigation, because we all know where that's going to end up. The government's going to say, looks like we've got some unsatisfied customers here. We're going to have to regulate you, which means that now you're going to have to pass all kinds of tests for the government. That's going to cost thousands of dollars, and that means you have to raise your rates. And so you're going to watch, as the government gets involved, the LASIK rates, you could probably chart it. You could probably watch the LASIK costs go down and down and down over the last decade, and then if government decides to bump in,
you're right about that.
Then you're going to see the costs go up, and service isn't going to get better because the government's involved. Why would that happen? Can the government hop in into the business, make it so LASIK works better?
No, the only way, you're right, the market has responded to the service problem that I pointed out in the LASIK industry, at least my experience with it. They have responded.
That's what the market does.
Yes, it does.
It responds to consumer demand. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Steve in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Good.
All right. Well, I want to talk to you about illegal aliens and how to figure that whole situation right now.
How to what situation?
The illegal alien situation.
Yeah, what about it?
I want to figure it out. How do we keep them,
Well, first of all, I think that the solution is to get rid of the INS or whatever it's called, ICE, the Bureau of Immigration. Get rid of those guys because in a free country where people should be able to live their lives how they want without harming anybody else, you should be free to come and go as you choose, wherever it was that you were
but we
pushed
should get
out
rid
of your mother's
of welfare
womb.
Because there's no reason that I should be paying for somebody.
Get rid of that, too.
Right. We should not be responsible for – I shouldn't be responsible for educating their children.
Get rid
in
of government schools. Yep.
School system. We should get rid of laws that require hospitals that have to treat people in their emergency rooms where they essentially go in, get free medical treatment, and – they never pay, and essentially all the rest of us have to pay more as a result. So that's our solution.
Well, I think we have differing opinions on this.
Okay, go ahead.
We should put them on an island, then make them fight each other gladiator style.
Would it be televised on pay-per-view?
Or live in the U.S.
Wait a second. Are you talking about the illegal aliens or the politicians?
I think illegal aliens because politicians are awesome.
Yeah. EBV, baby. EBV. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
He didn't get out.
It was the cranker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Let's move on. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. There's been a conflict out in Wyoming, Mark, and you've got the story. Cop versus cop. What's happening?
Wyoming sheriffs put feds in their place.
Here's about Dan Time.
Yeah, from James W. Von Bruin. Here's one the mainstream media isn't going to tell you. County sheriffs in Wyoming are demanding that federal agents actually abide by the Constitution or face arrest. Even better, the U.S. District Court agreed, according to Keene Free Press. The court decision was the result of a suit against both the BATF and the IRS by Mathis and other members of the Wyoming Sheriff's Association. The suit in the Wyoming Federal Court District sought restoration of the protections of the Constitution, the Wyoming Constitution, and guess what? The district court ruled in the favor of the sheriffs. In fact, they stated Wyoming is a sovereign state.
Awesome.
And the duly elected sheriff of a county is the highest law enforcement official within a county. And, it's so often that sheriffs will really just, tell their guys, don't worry, do whatever the feds say.
Oh, they kowtow.
Kind of they absolutely do. And are you telling me some FBI agent that has been hired by a bureaucracy, he's just a bureaucrat, is a higher law enforcement official than the elected sheriff?
Apparently
hell
not
no.
In Wyoming. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. If there's more about that story, we'll get into that. Plus, a Christian license plate in Florida?
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. It is a live Saturday show. Toll-free number 800-259-9231 is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 2,000 listeners, over 340,000 posts. Lots to talk about, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, living trusts, Living Wills also use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's continue the story that you started a few moments ago. Wyoming, where was it the Supreme Court of Wyoming that made this decision, Mark?
It was actually a circuit court that represented Wyoming and I'm sure quite a few other states.
Oh, okay. So it's the Ninth Circuit?
U.S. District, excuse me.
Okay. District Court in Wyoming has said that the sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer in any given county and that they have no obligation whatsoever. Let's see if I've got this straight. They have no obligation whatsoever to obey or work with the feds.
Well, it says that that Wyoming is a sovereign state. Duly elected sheriff is the county's highest law enforcement official within a county, and his law enforcement powers exceed that of any other state or federal official.
What was it that precipitated this controversy? What brought this about?
Let me read a little farther. The court confirms and asserts that the duly elected sheriff of a county is the highest law enforcement official in the county, and the law enforcement powers exceeding that of any other state or federal official. And you thought the 10th Amendment was dead and buried. Well, not in Wyoming.
Hmm.
Not yet. Bighorn County Sheriff Dave Mathis comments, if a sheriff doesn't want the feds in his county, he has the constitutional right and power to keep them out.
Hell yeah, I can't even live here, punks.
Or ask them to leave or retain them in custody.
Nice.
I'm reacting in response to the actions of federal employees who have attempted to deprive citizens of my county of their privacy, their liberty, and their property without regard for constitutional safeguards.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I hope more sheriffs.
Who's
this guy? Dave Mattis.
Good for Dave.
County Sheriff Dave Mattis of Bighorn County in Wyoming.
Hmm.
I'm sure there's a grand total of 3,000 people in Bighorn County.
So does this mean that this is probably true in all states?
Yeah, oh, absolutely it is.
So
this is Mark Edge for sheriff.
Mark Edge for Cheshire County Sheriff.
I'm for that.
You could kick those DEA scumbags out of here and they'll never be able to come back.
I hope that more sheriffs all across America will join us in protecting their... You know what a sheriff could do? A sheriff could change things entirely. A sheriff doesn't have to incarcerate anybody who's been...
Enforcing the war on drugs.
Well, you can stop enforcing it, but the town cops could still arrest people for drugs, but mm-hmm. you don't have to incarcerate them. The sheriff holds the keys to the jail.
So, oh, really? So the sheriff could basically say to the city cops, he could say, well, y'all can go and arrest these folks, but you're not putting them in my jail. Right?
Or you can release them the next day or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now, there may be some court cases to refine it, but...
But wait, if the sheriff is the highest law enforcement official, wouldn't his diktats essentially fall down upon any city department? So he could basically say, you guys better cut this crap out, or I'll fire your chief or whatever.
I don't think that you can... you could arrest the
police chief?
The police chief.
That'd be awesome.
But that sounds like it's going a little crazy. I think
like fun to me.
The best way to do is have a little coffee with.
I
the,
like it when they. I like it when the bureaucrats say, hey, fight. I like it when they fight with one another.
Yeah, me too. I hope that more sheriffs across the America will join us in protecting
right.
their citizens from illegal activities. The IRS, the EPA, the
Hell
BATF,
yeah.
and the FBI, and any other federal agency that's operating outside the confines of constitutional law. As far as I'm concerned, the existence of the IRS, the EPA, the BATF, and the FBI are outside of the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows them. Therefore, since those powers aren't allowed to the Constitution.
Stay in D.C. That's what would happen. That'd be awesome if like all the sheriffs in America, this is totally never going to happen, but if the sheriffs in America kicked all the federal agents out of their counties and the only place they were allowed to stay was in D.C., I'd be okay with that. You guys hang out in D.C., have all the government you want there, but I'm not interested in having it over here.
And the EPA, you know, my God, they're a pain. You know, they've got their super funds things, and, you know, they just make it so difficult to build on your land.
Not that I think that, you know, politics is the solution, but when I hear things like this, it's worth talking about because there is occasionally a little bit of good news out there. There occasionally is one good guy, and if this guy wasn't enforcing the war on drugs as well and he wasn't doing piddly traffic crap,
listen,
then
what he
it'd
is
be
doing.
Perfect.
Mattis here says,
I'd pay for that voluntarily.
Employees of the IRS and the EPA are no longer welcome in Bighorn County.
Sweet.
Employees of the IRS are no longer welcome in Bighorn County.
Damn.
There are no taxes in Bighorn County. From here on out, federal income tax is voluntary while, you know, Mattis, the sheriff, is in Bighorn County.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay. I love that. The implications are huge, but it gets even bigger since the judge stated that the sheriff has the law enforcement powers exceeding that of any other state or federal official, the Wyoming sheriffs are flexing their muscles. They're demanding access to all BATF files. Why? So as to rectify the agency is not, verify that the agency is not violating provisions of Wyoming law that prohibit the registration of firearms or the keeping of a registry of firearm owners.
So wait, are they checking up on the agents?
Yes, they're checking up on the agency. The sheriffs are also demanding that federal agencies immediately cease the seizure of private property and the impounding of private bank accounts without regard to due process in Wyoming state courts.
Wow, that's awesome, dude. That even deserves a little round of applause. They're stopping asset forfeiture?
Yes.
This case is not some amusing mountain melodrama. This is a big deal. This case is yet further evidence that the 10th Amendment is not totally dead. And just for the Americans listening that don't happen to have their Bill of Rights handy, I'm going to read the 10th Amendment because they don't even teach this one in school.
No, they don't.
If you memorize it, they never tell you what it means or anything like that. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That means the ones that are in the Constitution. The powers that are in the Constitution. Prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Basically, if it's not written in the Constitution, the federal government can't do it. And the BATF, FBI, the CIA,
they do it anyway.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Because
and no
nobody's
one calls
holding
them, on
them, them to it.
But so what
the
you're saying here?
The power of government in the United States lies with the states, not the federal government.
Well, that's because the states created the United States, right?
It's United States.
Yeah. So basically, the 10th Amendment does still exist as long as there's some local government people that are willing to invoke it and willing to make a stand for their sovereignty. If you believe governments can have sovereignty, certainly local governments are more legitimate on the scale of illegitimacy than the federal government. So I think this is good news. It's also good news for the secession movement, which we are in strong support of here in New Hampshire. I mean,
I'm for a free state of New Hampshire.
I mean, really, if you're kicking out the IRS, if you're kicking out all of these agencies that for so long Americans have believed must be a part of their lives, the BATF, the IRS, these other federal agencies, if you're kicking them out, well, why not sever the ties altogether? What is it you're getting from them? You don't want their bureaucrats in your town. You probably don't want their services. Who has any need for these federal government goons? What is it that is so great about them? 1-800-259-9231. Perhaps you can answer that question. Perhaps you're upset that Wyoming is being able to get away with this, that the feds aren't rolling in tanks to put a stop to this rebellion. 1-800-259-9231. I say we need more of this. And if the sheriffs won't do it, then it's the individual's responsibility. Because if you believe what they say, individuals created the government, and then the government's created the Fed, so we should stop it here.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, and they include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. In fact, the live streams are going to be active tomorrow afternoon. Normally, we don't do shows on Sunday, but between 3 and 5 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow, we're going to be filling in for Downsize DC's conference call. Jim Babka, normally the host of the program, the president of DownsizeDC.org, he's got a family engagement, and he's asked us to fill in for him.
I love it. I'd really enjoy doing that show.
Yeah, so listen live on our stream at that time, and we may post it later elsewhere on our website. So keep your eyes open for that. freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors, roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans and whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. And it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com, most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and you'll save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com. We go to your phone calls and talk to Alan in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Alan. Alan?
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Okay, I think you guys are right on. More power to you.
Thank you.
And more power to the states. I know the state of South Carolina would bring back segregation, which I would love to see.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Labor laws, women's right to vote, that should be taken off of immediately.
Really? I can't believe that anybody out there has that opinion. You're really in the minority.
Isn't that states' rights? Let them decide for themselves. How could you say, hey, you don't need the government, do you? You don't need the post office or anything like that.
No, we really don't.
Don't need the post office. I don't think we need the federal government at all.
Yeah.
I would, however, not go to South Carolina if they, instituted segregation and didn't allow women to vote.
What's to stop them? What's to stop them? They have the right.
States don't have rights.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to do that.
Yes, states don't have rights, first of all. Only individuals can have rights.
Now, one of you is saying that they should be able to do it, right?
I think both of us are saying that states should be able to do that.
In Alabama would immediately bring in segregation. And they have every right to, as long as you're in charge.
Well, I don't agree with the term states' rights. I don't like idea. I think that only individuals can have rights, not state governments, and because states are just a concept. They're just a belief system.
The federal government is non-existent. Who's going to make the powers?
Who's going to make the what?
Who's going to write the laws? Who's going to govern us?
I don't want any more laws. Don't you have enough damn laws? I mean, come on. Do you actually read the laws? Huh?
Anarchy. No one laws.
What's that?
You said you're anarchist.
That's amazing. You want to have anarchy.
No. That's such a nasty word. I think we should have the free marketplace, sir, where people are able to choose whatever kind of life they want for themselves, so long as they don't hurt anybody else. Now, that's not anarchy.
So the marketplace should go. So if there won't be any more lobbyists, right?
What would they have to lobby? Yeah, they'd have to get real jobs.
Well, guys have a good radio show, but I really think you're misguided. What happened to Ron Paul.
You believe in a big federal government telling everybody what to do and how to live. Is that right?
I believe that, and if they're not doing it right, they're voted out.
Okay. So,
but hold on. They haven't been doing it right all along, and they're not getting voted out.
They're going to be voted out, and 6 months they're going to be on their ass out of the place.
Who is? The incumbency rate in the federal government is over 90%. What are you talking about? Nobody's getting voted out of there.
We now have the worst president in the history of our country, and
that's arguable.
I'd say Lincoln was worse, but certainly within the last 50 years.
How about Millard Fillmore?
I don't know. Didn't he die in like the first 11 days or something?
He's one of the best.
I'm losing
ones,
you. Thanks for taking my
Thanks
call.
For the call.
I'm
you.
Losing you.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. Look, you know, I mean, as far as his fear factor there, he's concerned that without the federal government around, then South Carolina is going to take away a woman's right to vote and going to force segregation on people again. I mean, I don't know what decade he's living in, but if that were true, if that were to begin happening, it wouldn't happen overnight.
For one, I'll retract what I said. First off, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, which is, you know, what the federal government's there to do. It's there to enforce this Bill of Rights on the states. Bill of Rights, you know, basically makes it very clear that people can't be slaves. There can't be, it's the Supreme Court, which has power over all the states, says that you can't have separate but equal and all. And that's what segregation is, overturning Plessy versus Ferguson, that basically the people are equal. And I think that is a role of the federal government, if there is such a thing, to protect the rights of...
But the federal government enslaves us, Mark, so how can they have a prohibition against slavery when everyone's enslaved?
I understand the concept of how far you're willing to push liberty. I'm just saying that if we're going to have a federal government, if we're the states are going to agree to be in the United States... I know you don't, and I don't really care about it very much myself. But if the states are going to be a part of the federal government, the federal government should be there to, stop abuses of human rights.
So here, I mean, we don't have Alan on the line, but if you're similarly minded and you want to answer this question, you're welcome to call in at 800-259-9231. But let's say that South Carolina decides it's going to break off from the United States. It's going to secede. And that the main two reasons why is because it's tired of these women voters. And it's tired of these people of different colors living together and enjoying one another's company. So it's going to secede and it's going to become a male-only, white, separated from black, separated from Hispanic, separated from Asian state. And that's what they want to do. Should the federal government then roll in tanks? Is that what you think would be appropriate as a response to that? I mean, look, I'm with you, man. I think that's wrong. I think that forced segregation is as bad as forced integration. I think people should be able to be free to choose who they want to do business with and hang out with and that sort of thing. And I certainly think that if you're going to have voting, then it makes sense to allow everybody the opportunity to participate in that system. Not that I'm a fan of voting. I'm not. But, is your solution to be violent? Is your solution to go in there and start killing folks? Because unless they all of a sudden put up a border fence around South Carolina to keep all the women and Mexicans and black people in so they can turn them into slaves or whatever it is you think is going to happen, Alan, unless they all of a sudden put up a border fence in, you know, an overnight period, well, those people are going to have time to get out of there. I mean, if that's the direction the winds start to blow, because remember, governments move slowly. Look at how long it's taken them to put up a mile of fence on the southern border. Governments move slowly. So if South Carolina was to secede, you'd start to hear the winds of blowing about how they're getting ready to get rid of women voting and that they're looking to resegregate the state. This would not be a week-long process. This would take time. And so all those people would be able to say, huh, do I still want to live here? No, I'll go visit my family in Mississippi and I'll stay there, or I'll go move up to wherever else I can move to. So it's not like you're going to be trapped there if that's what happens. Do you think that everyone wants segregation? You think that all the states would do that? Hell no. Most people are reasonable with one another.
Right. I don't think you could do it in South Carolina or Alabama either. I think that those would be the states likely that you would have the most success in. But I don't think that you could repeat. I don't think you'd bring back segregation in South Carolina. I just don't think that people would go for it. And there'd be huge mass exodus of black people from that. Great.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I think
welcome to New Hampshire. Please,
yeah.
Come on up.
Please, we need.
Come here, work hard.
We need a little more color up here in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about that. And I think it'd also be fine, too, because then if they actually did that, then it would attract more, sickos like that. It would attract these sociopaths, these weirdos that hate women, the misogynists, and racist, it would attract them all to the same state, and they could all live together in their little white paradise or whatever it is that they envision for themselves. I don't want to live around those people. Please, create a government where they have their perfect utopia, their white little utopia that they just want to keep the women down and keep the black man down and let them all attract a bunch of racists to the same state and let them build a wall to keep everybody out. Not
they'd
that anyone's want to
build,
they, come in
they,
anyway.
They'd have to build a wall because people would want to come in and, get people out. There would be, there'd be people in cars that would see a black guy on the side of the street say, hey, want to cop in? I'm leaving South Carolina now.
Hell yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. You can talk about this issue or anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. SACL CAI's dial-in toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivine, circulation for life.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It'll cost you all of $3 a month, and it's totally voluntary. Remember, you get all the features on our website free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country and reach out to more Internet listeners and bring more people in touch with the message of freedom and liberty and individual responsibility. So get on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls, and we'll talk to Rick in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the whole guy against the women segregation stuff.
Okay, sure.
You know, I basically disagree because there are a ton of women I know that are, you know, not bad, and I don't know what they have against it. I mean, like, my really good friend Becky and, you know, all that. I don't think all women are bad and whatnot. We shouldn't take away their rights. They're people, too.
Oh, I'm with you. I think that if you're going to have voting, then absolutely everybody should be able to participate. I even think that 16-year-olds should be able to vote. I mean, if you are going to have this voting system and you're going to claim taxation without no taxation without representation, well, anybody that's ever had a job at age 16 knows they're getting taxed and they don't have the vote. So I think that you know, anybody who's being taxed by a government should certainly be able to vote under that system. Of course, that's if you're going to have voting around, you know. I'd rather get rid of the government entirely and solve that whole problem.
Not that fond of voting myself.
Yeah. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Let's talk to, I believe, Ben in Pennsylvania. Ben number one. There's a couple Bens here. Let's go with Ben in Pennsylvania. Hello.
Am I on?
You're on. What's on your mind?
Okay. I just wanted to go back to the Wyoming issue. I just had something to say real quick about that.
Sure.
It's,
Rick Rolled. Thanks
excellent
for the call.
We've been Rick Rolled.
Yeah, 800-259-9231.
For those of, for the oldsters out there, this
is not the first time, though. We've been Rick Rolled before.
Have we? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Ryan in New Hampshire Rick Rolled us one night.
I didn't realize.
Yep.
well, you know, he should get all the credit then. For the oldsters out there, Rick Rolling is a phenomenon on the internet where you get you show friends a video of what's the guy's name that does the video there?
It's Rick somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rick Astley.
Astley, that's
yeah,
it. Yeah,
who does some song from the
80s. Never gonna give.
He's it's the silliest looking guy with his giant pompadour doing doing this video.
He's a skinny white kid, but he so totally sounds like a black R&B singer.
He does. So anyway, the idea is to get your friend to get Rick Rolled.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with the calls and talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula. She is gone. Okay, then. Let's try the other Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm having this debate on MySpace with some girl. She calls herself an anarcho-communist. I'm not sure exactly what all that entails. Those didn't really seem to make sense.
No, it doesn't.
But we're like talking about how, like I was saying, about how without government you could have private competing currencies. And she kind of brought up an argument that I'm not really sure how to respond to.
Okay.
She said that when, under the Articles of Confederation, how all the different states had their own currencies and nobody knew what the exchange rates were, what the values were, and then just being a hindrance to commerce. How would I respond to something like that?
Well, what if somebody tried to use drachmas currently to pay you for mowing their lawn? What would you say?
Use what?
Drachmas.
Exactly.
I believe that they've actually eliminated drachmas, that they're now euros, now, you know, the part of the euro thing. But it's a...
German marks.
Yeah, whatever. What if somebody tried to pay you for mowing their lawn
yen.
In euros?
Well, I don't plan on going to Europe, so I probably wouldn't accept that.
Okay, so there you go. There's one way to handle it. I don't accept euros. Another is that for now, you know, right now, that exchange rates are pretty easy to tell. You go to the nearest computer and say, what's the exchange rate for euros to dollars?
Right. And by the way, silver is silver and gold is gold. We're not advocating going back to each state deciding for itself what currency it has. We're talking about getting the government out of it entirely and allowing the money people to figure these things out.
Right.
And just like you have standards, I think, with, you know, you've got DVD, that's a standard. You've got USB ports on your computer, that's an industry standard. These industry people somehow, even though they're competing with one another, somehow have these ways of ironing these issues out, of creating standards amongst themselves. And so inevitably when you've got money that's actually backed by something, which we don't have today it's just paper, the government prints.
Right.
When you've got money,
if we had
backed,
a free market in it, we'd have money that was actually worth something. And that's what we currently don't have today. Almost nowhere in the world does any government have money that's worth something.
So if the market,
what their money is worth is the future labor of their subjects. In the United States, that's what our government's money's worth.
So even if you had 10,000 different banks issuing notes in return for silver and gold, those notes would still be for an ounce of silver or an ounce of gold or, you know, whatever the amount is in question, and it would be pretty darn obvious how to exchange those things. So I think that if you actually left it to the marketplace, the exchange process would probably be far simpler than it is today.
Okay, then. But what do you think about, how when this country was found, I'm kind of changing the subject here, want to talk about voting requirements?
By all means.
Now, when this country was founded, the founding fathers thought that if you didn't own property, that you shouldn't be qualified to vote because you didn't have enough stake in the country to be able to, you know, hold sway over others in an election.
Are you asking for our thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Well, I can see where they're coming from on it. You know, that the fact is, when you're when you're talking about, suppose a guy owns 90% of the land in a particular county, and the county elections come up, but you know, everybody rents from him. Shouldn't he get a little bit more to say? I can see.
Yeah, but if he owns 90% of the land, then he'd be like the Lord, basically, at that point. If he's 90% landholder, then nobody could possibly vote him down.
Yeah.
So it's just the
thing about voting that bothers me just entirely is that 51% of the people that managed to actually make it to the polls that day, for whatever reason, and most Americans boycott elections, 51% of the people that go to the polls get to tell 49% what the hell to do.
Yeah.
And I just don't think in a free country that 51% of the people should be telling 49. I don't think that people should be telling people how to live their lives if those other people aren't hurting each other.
I agree with you there, Mark. The issue of voting and who can vote and when they can vote and the parameters around voting is all a distraction from the issue of voting. And voting enables people to use force indirectly on their neighbors. You know, if you want money to go to the schools, you go out and you vote for it, and then all of your neighbors who didn't care enough or they, you know, vote even though they voted against it, they're all forced by taxation, they're forced by these governments and their threats of jail time to pay up for something that they don't necessarily support. So voting becomes an instrument of violence to be used by those who have the political sway and the political know-how and the organizing capability against those who don't. That's what it really comes down to.
I think that the only role of government is police and protector. I think that, inside a smaller area, because I think that a large government, the bigger a government gets, the more ponderous and inefficient and evil it is.
Can I hire another protector, though?
I suppose you can.
Great. Thanks for the call, Ben. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. As long as I'm not coerced into using this one protector, then that's fine. If I'm voluntarily choosing it, that's great. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Sean in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. This is the first time I've ever even heard of you guys, and I got to tell you, I am shocked.
You are shocked.
I really am. Jaw-dropping shocked. First of all, I applaud you.
Thanks.
I mean that. Second of all, I wish we could receive this kind of a radio show on the West Coast. I'm out in Eastern Washington right now because of a tow I did. I'm a tow truck driver, but that's the only reason I even found you. When I'm over on the West Coast, we don't have these kind of shows even available. The closest we get is NPR, and that's a far cry from what I've heard from you in the last 10 minutes alone.
Well, I can tell you that there is a process, and do you have internet access?
I do.
Okay. Our website is freetalklive.com, and if you go there, you'll find out more about us and what we're doing on this program. And we're syndicated on 30 stations, 31, I think, now.
I think it's 32.
All across the country. And so it's totally possible for you to have it on the West Coast. It's just a matter of convincing those radio stations to pick up the show. And
well, I
if
think
those,
it's awesome.
If those stations feel like there's a demand out there for this kind of programming, then they're going to do what they believe their listeners are demanding.
Well, with all due respect, I understand the supply and demand game, but the powers that be that own radio stations, and we know how that game is played, a lot of times it doesn't matter what people want because there's no forum or avenue for people to actually come forward and say, hey, this
well,
is what
actually,
I want to hear
there
from
is.
Radio.
Actually, there is, and I'd like to tell you about it. I know we've got a news segment coming up here, so if you'll hold through. Sean, I'll tell you all about it. At the very least, continue to stay tuned into through hour number three, which is coming up here shortly. Okay, well, hang on, and we'll get to you. 800-259-9231. Hour three is on the way. We'll talk about the powers that be in the radio business and how it is that, well, maybe Sean's a little bit off on his assessment. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.